Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Weck heads to the track this week, and he's joining us. He's returned from the track, I should say, and he's joining us here in the SDPB studios in Vermilion. Hey, Nate, welcome.
How's it going today, Lori?
Good. It's a hot and muggy one in Vermilion today. I don't know if you'd want to be out running, although I saw runners today on my way into work.
Yeah, it seems like in South Dakota we really don't have the... It's either really cold or it's been really hot. Has there really been the perfect weather when it comes to running? Obviously, I don't do a lot of it the way I'm talking, but you know what I mean.
I have a lot of excuses about the weather not being good enough to run, right? It could be, you know, what many people would consider perfect.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, no, it's kind of off. I think I'll stay on the couch. All right, Nate, state track time. School's almost out. Sports still go. Where are we at in the season?
Yeah, so the state track championships start on Friday of this week out in the Black Hills. So Rapid City, Spearfish, and Sturgis will host events on Friday, and then all three classes will come together on Saturday for the finale of the 2018 state track season here in South Dakota. So, yeah, it's a big time for those individuals that are participating in track and field.
Right.
The only thing after track and field is golf, and that's about 8 or 9 days.
They're all finally outdoors, though. They're happy to be outside. So for them, any weather where they can run is probably good enough.
And I was looking at the forecast, and it seems like every year with state track, you have one really nice day and one day where it rains or it's cold.
Yeah.
And this might be, I hope I don't jinx it, but this might be the first time since I've been working the state track championships that we could have two nice days in a row.
Fingers crossed. All right, two great stories today. We better get to these. Who do you have first?
So the first girl we're going to talk about is Gabby Reynolds. She's a senior from Wilmot High School, the Wolves up there northeast of Watertown a little bit. Took a trip up there. She is a senior this year. Her story is a little bit different because as a sophomore and as a junior, she won individual state track championships. In the high jump event for Class B girls. Big moment for her as a sophomore to win a state title, to repeat that as a junior. But her junior year was also, she set a state meet record for girls Class B.
Wow.
So it's a big moment for her. Going into her senior year, she runs into an injury during the basketball season because a lot of these schools, you know, a lot of athletes in South Dakota can relate. You play many different sports, participate in many different types of activities. So she tore her ACL and therefore would not be able to compete during her senior year track season. So she is not going to have the opportunity to defend that title. However, she's found a different role because she still wanted to be involved. So the coach came up to her one day and said, what would you think about helping me, like be an assistant type of help coaching and you teach some of these younger high jumpers that we have coming through our program right now? And she's like, yep, I'm all for it. So that's what she's been doing. It's pretty cool. And one of the questions I did ask her too is, you know, what's rewarding about this? Is this something you thought was going to be rewarding? And this is what she had to say.
Being a coach is the most rewarding thing to me would be seeing them go from their personal record to the next step. Say they're at 5'6 and they went up to 5'8. Just helping them improve like their form that may help them go up to that next step.
So,
you know, high jump in general, when you watch that,
I don't know how they do it.
It's like this mystery to me. Like, how did you do that for the first time?
Yeah, it just seems so awkward to me and how there's so much discipline with your form. It's almost kind of like gymnastics with the discipline that some of those gymnasts have. It's you see some of the same techniques and when they have to get over that bar. And to get high enough is one thing, but then to arc your body and make sure your feet don't clip that bar at the very last second, too. You got to use that last bit of energy to get your feet up, you know, to get over the bar. And of course they make it look so easy,
right,
when in fact it's not. You know, it's very hard.
Yeah. She said 5'6 to 5'8. I mean, that's a high jump.
It's a very high jump.
You're not using a pole or anything.
Anything.
It's just
your momentum.
So
I don't know how they do it. We were watching one of the track meets out in Webster when she was coaching, and it was just like, man. Yeah. Some of these kids, they sure can get up in the air.
Yeah, and what a remarkable story to sort of discover, a new path in coaching as well, and encouraging and mentoring. And that's another we often talk about in high school sports. It's not just about, you know, it's not just about the record, the title, or the medal, the win. It's also about what you learn. And she's going to learn something that she'll use her whole life about helping other people along.
Exactly. And one of the kids that she's actually coaching is her younger brother.
Nice.
And so he's like, of course, she's a little harder on me than everybody else. And I was like, so are you trying to follow in her footsteps? Oh, I want to be better. You know, that's like the younger sibling mantra. You got to be better than your older sibling. So we'll see what happens there. He's a freshman, so we'll see what he does throughout his career. The second story that I brought today is an individual by the name of Michael Gast. He is a freshman at the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and he is participating in track this year with the Aberdeen Christian School. And he is legally blind, so he can't drive a car. And you might be wondering how exactly,
because he's a runner.
How does this work, you know? And so we spoke a little bit about him. We said, tell us some backstory. And he gave us some backstory and also explained how he does it.
I was born completely blind. I didn't have any vision at all. And then we got three surgeries done to get me to where I am now. And that's a miracle. It's amazing. Like, I can see the lines and everything because it's the contrast. It's white on black, so that helps a lot.
Okay, so just coming out of us saying, wow, the high jump, that's, you know, that's a miracle. How's that even happen?
Right.
Then, no, it's not. That's doable. This.
Yes.
It's remarkable.
Right.
Three
surgeries.
Yeah.
So this is a kid who was born, was not able to see anything. Mm-hmm. And through surgeries has been able to see. So, you know how we kind of take vision for granted? You know, if we were to lose part of our vision, like his has only gotten better. So everything from here, he's seen an improvement on. And yeah, you kind of wonder, how is he able to do track? Well, he can see that, like we heard him, he can see that contrast. He can see the white lines on that black, black asphalt. And that's how he's able to do it.
And he would have never been able to do that if it weren't for the doctors and the, you know, the science behind just getting him this far.
Correct.
I wonder what's possible for him in the future.
Yeah, that it brings up a really interesting discussion. And I think, you know, as technology continues to advance, as studies just continue in the medical field, you know, things like that, people that are visually impaired or people that with hearing disabilities and things like that too, I think those things are always constantly improving. And it'll be really interesting to see 20 years from now where we are as a society when it comes to sight and hearing and what types of things medically can be done to improve that.
What does he run? Do you know his events
So he runs more of like the longer form type of running events.
Sure.
You know, and I think for him, you know, it's not necessarily either about, you know, the performance and things like that. It's more so about, you know, getting the opportunity to participate in these events, meeting new kids, you know, and some of the kids that we were talking to, too, that are there with him. He's one of the guys, you know, he's just another teammate, you know, and that's cool too, to see him hanging out and have, you know, creating some camaraderie between his teammates and things like that, getting the opportunity to go to a track meet and to have the experience of what that competition level is. And it's just an experience that he probably never thought was going to be possible for him. But yeah, through those advancements in technology, it is possible.
And clearly he's faster than both of us because we're sitting here making excuses about the weather. He's out running, and he absolutely can outrun us.
Yeah, he's got such a positive attitude too. That was the one thing that we noticed right away, just speaking with him. And yeah, he said too, like he originally wanted to do wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of through some testing and things like that kind of found out that probably wasn't going to be possible. And they said, well, what about track? I don't know if I like to run. So then he tried it and he goes, oh, this is, he did the mile test or whatever and got done. And he says, I wasn't winded or anything like that. And I was like, oh, maybe running's actually not as difficult as I thought it was. But he's actually in pretty good physical shape too.
Well, it'll be great to watch both these athletes in the future. Digital stories on these, we can find them online soon?
Yes. So today on our main South Dakota Public Broadcasting Facebook page, the Michael Gast story is already up, produced by Paul Ebsen, and then I produced the other one on Gabby Reynolds, and that one will be going up tomorrow. Both of the stories will also today and tomorrow be on our SDPB Sports Facebook pages as well, so you can check those out and make sure again to check out all the action at the state track meet this weekend.
All right, and follow Nate on on Twitter at
@Nate_WeckSDPB.
Hey, thanks, Nate. See you next time.
Thanks, Lori.